All right, so last weekend, I went out shopping. I was at Marshall's after I had dinner, and I found this little cheap walkie-talkie for like $6.99. And just for the hell of it, I'm like, I'm a radio nerd, so let me just see what the fuck this is. So the antenna is kind of small, like a penis. It's cheap walkie-talkie. I mean, it's kind of big, but it's not that small. And it almost is like an old-school walkie-talkie, because when you turn it on, it's static. It also has no remote. It also has no two buttons. There's only one button on this walkie-talkie. And it's not to change channels, so there's no way to change channels on this walkie-talkie. It's just one channel, which means it's probably something that doesn't operate on FRS/GMRS. Probably one of those ones that operate on the 49 megahertz band. Definitely not the CB band, because I don't hear anybody talk on this thing except us, except me. And then we can take it back, so which at least is good, so I can demonstrate how shitty this walkie-talkie actually is and its sound and everything else. So, first of all, the way it sounds when you're talking is shitty. I'm going to demonstrate that first. Let me turn it back on. It has this little switch that you can turn that on and off. So let me push in there and talk a little bit so you can hear. Oh. It does that when I move the antenna around. It does that weird noise. All right, let me turn on the other walkie-talkie. This is a test of how bad this walkie-talkie sounds like when I'm talking into the walkie-talkie and it sounds like shit. Notice how it's very clear because I'm so close to it. Now, keep in mind that this walkie-talkie range, and I've tested it, it only goes about 15-20 feet. And I actually got it when I was at, you know, and I came home and it was with my grandmother, my real father. I was hanging out with him that weekend, and him and I were testing it, and it was terrible. And then when it came close to upstairs, I could hear it. So range is only 15 feet, probably 20, if I could guess, but really, it was terrible. Now, the button on there, you want to know what that button is? It's for, like, Morse code. So, let me turn on. You have to push down the push-to-talk button to do it, otherwise it'll just do this. You have to push the other push-to-talk button, and it will transmit. So, let me turn on the other walkie-talkie on again so I can demonstrate this. That is how you do Morse code on this walkie-talkie. And I got this, and, you know, I demonstrated it. I was just seeing how it works. I'm like, this damn thing is so crazy. And, but yeah, this is the walkie-talkie. I don't know what brand it is. I forget, but if you have bought it, and you probably know what it is. And, and I bet you it has to operate on the 49 megahertz band, because it can't operate on CB, because I haven't heard anybody on this. So it can't be on 27 megahertz, and it definitely isn't FRS or a GMRS, because, well, these both share channels on the same frequencies on the 460 megahertz ranges. And so, yeah, this is interesting. Yeah. And so that leads me to believe it's like an old school type thing. Because unless it's new and that's just how they do it. But seems like it's something you would use like in the 80s or 90s before we had these walkie-talkies we have now. So what do you guys think about that? Let me know in the comments. I want to know what y'all think about this. And have you seen this walkie-talkie or not? Because I want to know. And have you got it to go further away than what my range is? Because I want to know. Because I've had this. And I think their reception is shitty. Anyway, I'm out. Peace.